Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Oh, yes. Hi. I want to know, how can I talk to HR? I guess it's Sarah.
Now you're speaking with Sarah, but you want to speak with HR?
Well, are you Sarah?
Okay,
yes. I'm calling because I got a thing from you guys, and I wanted to make sure you guys got it, and I thought it said Sarah.
Sure, what did you get from
Some kind of document yesterday for a contract, whatever. Can I just tell you my name, and then you can just look it up? Make sure you got everything, because okay, my name is LaDonna Case.
Yeah, 1 minute.
I'm the patient.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we got it. Yeah, you sent it back. It's completed.
Okay, so I don't have nothing else I need to do.
Let me just make sure I'm opening it up as we speak.
Thank you.
I see you signed it, and then it also has to be signed by me. That's probably what you're talking about, that it said it's waiting for Sarah to sign.
Oh, okay.
I signed it this morning. That's probably why. It could be you got an email.
Yes,
back
I did.
Signed
it. It's a review document, blah, 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 whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't remember what I was going to ask you. If I think about it, on that thing they were talking about my medicines, there was no room to put all my medicines on there.
Okay, it's all right. As long as you put something on there, then that's
okay, because, I mean, I take, I have a whole page full. Like, I know I have at least 14. That's not counting my insulin, I think.
Okay. Let me see what it looks like. I can bring that to my supervisor's attention to let them know that you did not fill out all your medications on there, but let me just see what it looks like.
I mean, I could take a screen. Well, I have to wait for Saul to get back from picking up my prescription. I can have her take a screenshot and we could send it to you guys, because I don't know how to do a screenshot.
No problem. I'm going to let them know, but if you don't hear back from me, then it's fine, unless I give you a call and tell you that we do need all the medications, but I think as long as there's something on there, I'm pretty sure it's fine, but I will ask, and then...
Okay, yeah, I would like you to call me back either way, because it's easier, because I'm legally blind, you know, and it's so hard to do things.
Okay, of course. Then I will definitely give you a call back. I'm going to write that down to ask.
Thank you, Sarah.
Let me write that down 1 second. Okay, I wrote that down. I'm also opening up your schedule. I want to see that, make sure we're following it. We do 10 to 8 p.m. on Monday. One Monday, you'll do 10 to 8 p.m., and then the rest we're going
to
do Monday.
10 to 6, 10 until July 1st. 10. July 1st will be...
That starts the new
schedule,
10 to 2.
10 to 2, 30,
Perfect. So it's going in. All right, looks good. I'm just going to add the schedule. I'm going to put it in so that when... Is she clocking in from the app or from calling in?
She's calling in.
Oh, she's calling... Okay, that works. Because there's also options. She could clock in from the app.
Oh, well, she'd rather call in.
That's fine. That works as well. Okay, sounds good. So do you want me to give you my direct line? Because now you called the main line. I can give you my direct line if you ever have any other questions.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I got to put you on speaker and then go to my thing to do that.
Okay.
On speaker. Okay. Add contact. Okay, create a new contact. Okay. What is the phone number? Wait a minute, where'd it go? Wait a minute, where'd it go? Okay, go ahead. What's the phone number?
314.
Okay.
501. 2522.
2522. You like the easy numbers, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mine
is 314-585-8055.
Yep, 314-501-2522.
Yep, gotcha.
Awesome. All right. So if you have any questions, give me
a
call.
All right, thanks, dear. Have a good day. Bye-bye.